It's Tuesday, the 10th of January. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. Here's your sports. For a while, it looked like Alabama and LSU might just complete their eight quarters of football this year without a touchdown. That was until Bama's Trent Richardson got loose on a 34-yard run with 4:36 left to play in last night's BCS championship game in New Orleans.
The give, Trent up the middle, spins off, kicks it out left. He's going to go 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! 34 yards! Put the exclamation point on some unfinished business that I believe is now finished for the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yeah, that sealed the deal for the Tide, their eighth all-time national football title and a third under Coach Nick Saban. Until then, it was like the first matchup, November the 5th, all field goals, except this time they were all from Alabama's Jeremy Shelley. Five of them in seven tries. Those 15 points plus the TD and Alabama shutout previously undefeated LSU 21-0, the first shutout in the history of any BCS bowl game. Returning Aggie players and new coach Kevin Sumlin must have watched the defensive battle as a scouting film last night. A&M will play both these teams next year in the SEC West. LSU at Kyle Field October the 20th and Alabama in Tuscaloosa November the 10th. Alabama quarterback A.J. McCarron was the offensive MVP for consistently guiding his team into field goal range before the TD run.
We knew coming into the game somebody else had to step up. Coach just gave me an opportunity. When you got a group of receivers like I have, it makes your job easy as a quarterback. And you just got to put it in their area. They go up and make the plays for you, and they make you look like the hero. But, yeah, I mean, it all falls back on those guys and that offensive line for giving me enough time.
Courtney Upshaw was the defensive MVP for leading a unit that allowed LSU just five first downs, 92 total yards, and passed the 50 only one time. Nick Saban, the head coach.
I'm just so happy for our players and our team, my family and all of our fans and the University of Alabama that, you know, it really isn't about me. It's about all those folks. It's a lot bigger than that. LSU's got a great team. They've got a great team. And it really kind of too bad that there's two great teams in our league this year and in the same year.
The AP final vote was taken after the game last night. Alabama got 55 of the 60 first-place votes. One voter still voted LSU number one. And third-place Oklahoma State got four votes for the top spot. Oregon and Arkansas filled out the top five, giving the SEC three of the top five. Southern Cal, Stanford, Boise State, South Carolina, and Wisconsin were the second five. Baylor finished 13th, TCU 14th, Kansas State 15th, and Oklahoma 16th. The Houston Cougars were 18th, and Georgia of the SEC 19th in the final ranking. Despite their bowl win, A&M did not receive any mention from the AP media poll. They did get five votes from the Coaches USA Today poll. All 59 of those coaches, by the way, voted Alabama number one. Well, with his offensive staff now hired, Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin has filled in the key spot on his defensive staff by hiring University of South Florida's Mark Snyder to head up the Aggie defense. Snyder has been the DC for the Bulls the last two seasons, was previously for 5 years the head coach at Marshall. He resigned after the 2009 season. Before that, he was Jim Tressel's defensive coordinator at Ohio State for 4 years. While A&M has not confirmed any of Sumlin's hirings yet, Snyder's move was confirmed yesterday by USF head coach Skip Holtz. Lots of high school basketball tonight. Bryan plays Belton and Consol plays Harker Heights with the girls at home and the boys on the road. Flip that for Rutter versus Pflugerville-Conley as the girls are on the road and the boys are at home. Aggie basketball versus Texas tomorrow with the men on the road at Austin at 8 o'clock and the women at home at Reed Arena tomorrow at 6 o'clock. The Aggie men are looking for their first Big 12 win of the year, and the Aggie women are hunting their ninth straight win over Texas. Coach Gary Blair says throw all those records out.
Any sport, any time you have a rivalry game, you're up for it. Back in my old days, it was Stephen F. Austin, Louisiana Tech, or Stephen F. Austin, Sam Houston State. And you just get up for those games. There's no words. You throw the records out the way. You throw the who's won how many in a row out the way, because it'll be a war. Bodies will be diving on the floor, hopefully, for loose balls, and kids will be taking it to the rack. And I'm looking forward to the game.
Well, yesterday, season tickets for the 2012 A&M Baseball home schedule went on sale. Tickets can be purchased through the 12th Man Foundation ticket office. For the 40 home games, season tickets range from $240 to $350 each. On February the 11th, there will be a select-a-seat event for all new season ticket buyers who purchased before January the 20th. The season at the new Olsen Field at Bluebell Park starts February the 17th with a three-game series with Illinois-Chicago. That's the first three of 21 straight home games to start the season. Barry Larkin has been elected to Baseball's Hall of Fame. The former Cincinnati shortstop received 86% of the vote in balloting announced by the baseball writers. To gain admittance, Larkin needed to get at least 75%. A year ago, he fell 75 votes short. He'll be inducted July the 22nd at Cooperstown. And investigators searching for Green Bay Packer offensive coordinator Joe Philbin's missing son say that they will not publicly identify a body found in a Wisconsin river until today. Divers recovered the body of a man between age 20 and 25 from the river yesterday afternoon. Packers officials are bracing for bad news. 21-year-old Michael T. Philbin was last seen at 2 a.m. Sunday morning and reported missing at 8 o'clock that night. The disappearance comes as Green Bay prepares to meet the New York Giants Sunday at home in the NFL playoffs. And that's your look at sports. Thank you all for logging on today to WTAW.com.